White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told NBC News today that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's job is safe. Fears that the president would fire Powell over his decision to keep raising interest rates helped spark a Christmas Eve sell-off on Wall Street. All of the major indexes are either at or near bear market territory. That means a 20% drop from an all-time high. The Dow did open higher today. For more, let's go to Uri Berliner, senior business editor at NPR. And Uri, let's start with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. The White House now trying to make it clear he is not going anywhere. What do we know?
As you said, economic advisor Kevin Hassett said Powell's job is 100% safe. This follows other administration officials, including Steven Mnuchin, saying that the president understands he doesn't have the authority to fire Powell. But the one person who's been silent about Powell's job status is the president, Donald Trump. Hmm.
Clearly, the administration is trying to manage this situation as the markets swoon. The president has gone as far as encouraging people to buy the dip. On Tuesday, he said this to reporters at the White House.
We have companies the greatest in the world, and they're doing really well. They have record kinds of numbers. So I think it's a tremendous opportunity to buy. Really a great opportunity to buy.
Is it normal for a president to talk like this about markets when they're falling?
It is not normal at all. Presidents usually stay out of the way of the movements of markets. If markets fall, they normally wait for them to rebound. The same thing if markets are going higher, they don't normally take credit for them because they understand that they could fall again and get blamed for them. So it's highly unusual.
As we said, all of the U.S. indexes are either at or near bear markets. Just take a look around the globe, though. Italy, Japan, China, other countries that also have markets that are in bear territory. What's the financial picture around the world as we enter 2019?
Well, globally, the global economy seems to be slowing somewhat. China's growth is slowing. It's been going at a very rapid rate for years, as you know, but it has slowed somewhat. The U.S. has kind of been leading the global economy. 2018 was a very strong year for the economy in the U.S., but if the U.S. economy shows signs that it is starting to slow that growth, the rest of the world economy will be affected. So there are concerns in Europe, there are concerns in China about the pace of global recovery.
Hmm. Does that mean that we should expect a fair amount of volatility for a while now? I mean, what's it going to take for the markets to get back on track?
Well, I mean, markets become volatile. I think there was a sense of unreality about the markets over the past several years. They were quite calm and just went up steadily. But for markets to be volatile, for markets to fall 10% or more, it's really not unusual. I mean, this decline has been sharp in recent months, but it's not really an extraordinary event if you look at the history of the markets. And what will it take to stop? Well, somebody's going to have to say, some brave soul is going to say, oh, prices are getting pretty cheap. I'm going to start buying and others will have to follow.
All right. Uri Berliner, senior business editor at NPR. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.